WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink, drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at ZBiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's ZBiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is All of It. I'm Allison Stewart, and we ended our May Get Lit event with an interview with Amy Mann, who NPR Music has ranked as one of the 10 best living songwriters. Mann has spent more than 25 years writing songs that explore anguish and trauma, and her song Save Me was a great inspiration for the author of My Dark Vanessa. For the event, Amy Mann sent in a special performance of that song she recorded at home, and you'll hear that at the end of our conversation. But first, here's another song Amy Mann recorded and sent in for the event. This is Little Bombs. That was Amy Mann performing Little Bombs. I began my conversation with Amy by asking her how it made her feel that other artists like Kate Elizabeth Russell have been inspired by her work.
I relate to it because I've been inspired by other you know, other artists, other musicians, other, you know, writers. So I know what that's like, and that kind of cross-pollinization can be really exciting. You know, it obviously makes me feel, you know, I mean, it's like a little shocking when you realize that, like, some that you're that for somebody else in a way that other people have been to you. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's very, it makes me feel really good.
Who is that for you? Who has been that for you in the past, that person who has just helped you really tap into something and start getting creative?
I think different people at different times, like Elliot Smith, mm-hmm. Was a big influence. You know, no, I mean, because I think musically we sort of intersected already, but I think that the fact that he, that, you know, his subject matter, he was like, I'm just going to sing about this really dark stuff, and I'm not going to care if it's thing, you know, topics that usually get talked about in songs or not. That was really, you know, kind of helped sort of open a door for me to, you know, to realize, like, no, subject matter is off limits.
That's interesting. When you were starting out, were you getting that feedback, that input that, like, can you write something happier, Amy? Can you?
You know, I think that's been either a text or a subtext ever since I started playing music. Mm-hmm. You know, I think especially, you know, especially earlier on, female musicians were expected to, you know, sit in a certain place, and yeah, writing dark songs like was not that place. But also, you know, I always felt that there was pressure to be, you know, to play songs that were more, or write songs that were more up-tempo and, you know, more singles oriented, mm-hmm. like whatever that means.
You know, it's interesting. On the show, we've had Liz Phair and Tori Amos recently, and they've both written memoirs. And I think I was asked Tori this, because we're all the same vintage. Is there something kind of going on right now with female artists, especially came of age in the 80s and 90s and kind of had a lot of power then, are really doing some very interesting work now in their 50s? What do you think's going on?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think, I just speaking for myself, like, the fact that people don't buy music anymore is, while it's distressing because it's, you know, obviously harder to make a living, it definitely frees you up in a certain way, because you are obligated to know marketplace and thoughts of, I can't write this, or this is too dark, or this is too sad, or this is too slow, or this is too depressing, or this is too whatever. It doesn't even enter into it, because, you know, for who? Like, who? Like, literally no one cares. It, like, if you might as well write for yourself.
When you sit down and you write songs, I mean, I'm assuming this, and feel free to correct me, that you don't sit down and think, hey, I'm going to write a sad song now. You're just going to write the song that comes to you. But are there certain considerations when you're writing songs which deal with more difficult subject matter or deal with melancholy subjects?
I think how I usually approach a song is I start out with the music, and the music suggests a topic. And, you know, the music sort of feels like it's about something, like there's a kind of an emotional tone to it. And then I try to figure out, like, what story, you know, what details mm-hmm. or what story go with that emotional tone. And I do think that part of the problem, I mean, if you can call it a problem, but part of the problem is that I just am not that interested in stuff that's kind of happy and bland, you know, like, it's because it's bland. Like, there's nothing to hook into. You know, I like to have a problem to solve. And even if that problem is, how do I define this complicated feeling that I'm either having or remembering or feeling resides in this music?
Can you tell us the story behind the song Save Me, now that we've all heard Kate Elizabeth Russell say that this was just so important to her in the writing of a book that took 18 years?
It springs from a feeling that, you know, I assume we've all had, like, when you just feel so terrible and you're, your best thinking is that somebody else is going to make you feel better. Like, just, you know, their attention or their love or their approval or whatever it is. Or like sometimes even, you know, that kind of really electric connection that you make with somebody, that romantic electric connection. It is so, the intensity itself is kind of like self-medicating, mm-hmm. you know, like it drives everything else out of your mind. And, you know, I think there's like a lot of wishful thinking in that song. Like, you know, I don't know if this is obvious, but to the writer, as you know, it feels obvious that the narrator knows, like, it's not really, like, it's not a real, it's not like the best idea, but it's, you know, like the only idea I have.
That was my conversation with Amy Mann from our May Get Lit with All of It book club event. And now here's a special performance of that song, Save Me. To Amy Mann, Dr. Kerestin Conan, and of course author Kate Elizabeth Russell for helping us put together such a great Get Lit with All of It book club event. Get Lit is produced by Jordan Lauf, Megan Ryan, and Simon Close. The team at the Green Space includes Sachi Azura, Jennifer Sendro, Ricardo Fernandez, David McLean, and Cameron Tompkins. And special thanks to Brian Bannon, Tony Marks, and Andrew Medlar from the New York Public Library. Matt Miranda is our engineer. I'm Allison Stewart, and this is All of It.
WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics Pre-Alcohol Probiotic Drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink, drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at ZBiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's ZBiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off.